So you can go by highest points, total time listened, or value paid. So you might want to say, okay, who's the top fan who's paid the most? Who's the top fan who's listened the most? Or who's the number one fan, and sort it by the highest points. So there's just different ways of sorting that leaderboard so that you can get different people in there maybe.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
One of the tabs on the show level screen in True Fans is called Leaderboard. This sounds fun. Tell me about the leaderboard, please.
One of the things that True Fans wanted to do was build gamification into the system. So the idea of fans earning points for their activity. So maybe the more they play an episode, or the more they share, or the more they comment. Each one of those activity verbs has a point in our system. We don't tell you how many points for each verb, so you can't play the game yourself other than just actually doing it. But what happens is we allocate points to users. So, for example, with your podcast, Claire, Martin Linderskog is your super fan and top of your leaderboard. And so Martin's clearly listened to your show the most possibly. He's got 5 hours, 37 minutes. So he is the number one listener to your show. And so he's accrued the most points as well. And he's at the top of your leaderboard. But you can see also the other top 10 people in your leaderboard as well.
So those stars, that's the points earned then, is it?
Yes, that's how many points they've got. And you can also, we were talking about how do you find people to follow? Well, again, you can look on a leaderboard and you can see a follow button or a follow back button. And so in the case of the creator might say, oh, here's all my fans, I'm going to follow them. Or me as a person also listening to this same podcast, I'm like, oh, I'll follow the leader, or I'll follow all top 10 of the leaders. And so, yes, you'll see a follow or follow back button so you can find new people to follow as well.
That's a really good way of doing it. What's also rather cute, I think, is the little flags so we know where our listeners are in the world.
Indeed, but they go one stage further, Claire, because when you click on a flag, it will take you to the search engine and you'll find other people who are also from that same country.
Wow. So if you particularly want to find people in Australia, you can, as I've just done.
Yes.
Very cool. Once again, on this screen, we can do a little filter, a little sort.
Yeah.
I've got highest points, and then what else can we filter by?
So you can go by highest points, total time listened, or value paid. So you might want to say, okay, who's the top fan who's paid the most? Who's the top fan who's listened the most? Or who's the number one fan, and sort it by the highest points. So there's just different ways of sorting that leaderboard so that you can get different people in there maybe.
Yeah. So for example, I don't know if this would ever happen, but like my Superfan might not necessarily be the one who's listened the most or who's paid the most.
Yeah, it might not be. They might have shared the most. They might have commented the most. We don't show all of the verb activities they do in the leaderboard. We would have too many metadata items.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just limited it to the amount paid and time listened. But yes, the points accrued can come from other verbs.
Oh, cool. Again, lots of fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of FanZone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the FanZone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.